Recently, the Medford Area Senior High inducted four new members into its Alumni Hall of Fame. The honor recognizes the exceptional achievements of the inductees who took core fundamentals from their education in the Medford School District and used them to positively enhance the lives of others. Our congratulations to Russ Wonky, Harvey Lance Melko, Tim Gooden, and today, James Koss, the 2017 inductees into the Medford Area Senior High School Alumni Hall of Fame. So, James, what year did you graduate from Medford Senior High School?
1955.
And what course did your life take after that?
Well, after I graduated, I went to Janesville. I was not even looking for a job, but my cousin worked at the GM assembly plant in Janesville. And his mother and sister harped on me so much, I said I'd go just so they'd leave me alone. And after I got to Janesville, within a half hour, I was hired, went to work on the night shift. And 45 years later, I retired, and Janesville has become my home. I love it here. I've never thought of leaving here. And I started coaching and umpiring, and well, one thing led to another, and then they induct me into the Medford Hall of Fame. And that had mostly to do with Ruthie Arndt and Arlene Strama, who still live up in Medford. And I was inducted to a sports Hall of Fame down here in Janesville. And because of that, they thought I had a chance to be in the other one, which I said I only played baseball at Medford for 2 years, and one of those years I had appendicitis. That ended that. But I talked to Jill Liebert, and she said this is not about sports. This is about helping and doing for people. So I became a teacher and didn't even know it all them years.
What about a family? Did you get married, have kids, grandkids, yes, that kind of thing?
Yes, I did. I got married. I had a boy, then a girl. And then, like 8 years later, another boy. I raised three great kids. Without bragging, I'm saying that.
And then grandkids?
Yes, I have nine of those and five great-grands.
Do you ever get back to the Medford area?
I do, but it's getting less and less. I only have one relative still living in Medford. And I grew up deer hunting, and I just haven't gotten up there anymore. Once in a while I do. I go to the places that I knew. I grew up out in the Lake Isidore area. I consider myself extremely lucky. The three schools, grade schools I went to, are no longer. I remember those teachers so well because, as far as I'm concerned, they were a big part of my life.
So apparently you did a lot of volunteer work then after your factory days, or maybe even during your factory days.
Yeah, during the factory days. I've coached down here and still am baseball for well over 50 years, 52 or 3, I don't even remember. I volunteered at the one high school here for 17 years, the other high school for 6. I did everything from Little League to Legion Baseball, and I was smart enough not to get into the adult baseball.
So how old are you now?
I'm 80.
Remember any of your teachers back when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah. My baseball coach was Gene Staffen, who is still with us. He lives up near the Minocqua area somewhere. I talk to him about once a year. Bob Darrowin was a coach who I did not play for, but I respected so much. There was Lucille Nylons, who was, an English teacher. Roberta Thalder, guy who's most responsible for getting me into baseball. He taught us kitten ball at the old Pine Tree State Graded School, was a man named Elmer Long. And I've always felt fortunate that I had a man teacher who started us into which is now softball, and we would play against other great schools, and I just fell in love with the game. I've been a lucky person, I think, my whole life, and I've always had people who cared for me, whether they be relatives, friends. I've been a lucky person, and now I'm sitting down here and consider myself extremely lucky to have gotten these two inductions.
Congratulations for being inducted into our Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations to James Kouse, Medford High School alumni, and one of our 2017 Medford Area Senior High alumni inductees, including Tim Gooden, Russ Wonky, and Harvey Lance Melko.